You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us for a look at the agricultural weather is meteorologist Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated in Chicago. Good afternoon, Mark.
Well, good afternoon, Dave.
Well, I suppose the question that folk down in the Delta have is, are you going to change this weather pattern anytime soon?
Well, the pattern here, Dave, at least, again, for this week, just remains on the unsettled side, with the main opportunity for shower and thunderstorm activity occurring later on this week and over the upcoming weekend. And overall, that looks to continue into next week as well. Okay, so one, on the positive side of things, it does look like your amounts and the overall widespread nature of some of the rains is not quite as what it's been here lately, but certainly that active weather that's been prevalent looks to continue through month's end and even into the start of May as well.
So what are your best guesses for when people might get out the field and start seriously planning? I know there's been some in Illinois, especially central Illinois and the western part of the state, but the rest, not so much.
Yeah, well, as we go through the remainder of this week, specifically in the Midwest, it's a pretty open week. You have some what we call instability showers right now in areas of the northern Corn Belt. However, as we go into tomorrow, that looks totally open, dry, albeit cooler than normal, but the drier, cooler than normal conditions look to persist all week long. And that's true really across the entire Corn Belt here in the Midwest. And so while being cooler than normal, it does look like overall with the dry conditions that will be favorable for planting. As we go into next week, it does look like temperatures will be warming up, getting back to more normal levels, even warmer than normal across the western Corn Belt as we go through next week. So all in all here, as we go through the remainder of the month, specifically in the Midwest, it looks like a pretty good time frame here for corn planting.
And talk a little bit about your conditions out in the western wheat belt.
Well, certainly they've improved over the past week with shower and thunderstorm activity, high coverage here, extending all the way from Nebraska, Colorado in the north, all the way to northern Texas in the south. And that's especially true in areas of Oklahoma, which has probably done the best overall. But there still is one swath of acreage that's kind of missed out here, and that's portions of western Kansas down through the western parts of the Oklahoma-Texas panhandle. So that's the area that has missed out up to this point. The pattern overall for the plains still looks active, especially this week with yet another wave of low pressure tracking in during the middle to end of this week. I guess for the one area, though, that's kind of missed out, with the upcoming system looking pretty similar from a track and strength standpoint, that could continue to miss out overall with these opportunities. But certainly from a macro standpoint, the plains hard red belt is in much better shape compared with, gosh, just 10, 12 days ago.
Thank you much, Mark.
You're welcome, Dave.
Mark Russo from Earth Risk Technologies Incorporated out of Chicago, Illinois. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Remember, you can listen to this report again on the Internet. Go to our website at willag.org. This is Dave Dickey.